Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm with my 91-year-old father, Volker, who was 14 at the end of World War II in Germany, about an hour and a half northwest of Berlin, as the Russians were coming in from the east. They had heard all the stories, and they were braced for a worst-case scenario. And thankfully, my father's father, who I never met, by the way, had the presence of mind and the good sense to do whatever it took to live another day. And Dad has told this story over the years. It still makes the little hairs on the back of my neck stand up when he tells this story. But talk about thinking on your feet. Dad, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on CCO again. Here is my story. It goes back to May 2, 1945, the day when the Russians came into our village. We had fled the village because many times the Russians were setting it on fire. Nothing happened here. The Russians came in. All of us were frisked at gunpoint. I lost my watch and I lost a pocket knife. Other than that, nothing happened. Nobody got killed. The Russians went through and disappeared, and we said, oh, this is not bad. They were pretty decent. We went back into our house, and then things started to unravel. Here was a Russian with a drawn gun, rounded up all the women, including and the 18-year-old daughter of my father's friend, and disappeared with them. My stepmother was pregnant and able to leave the group by just falling back. Hildebrand was raped and later came to us. She lived. That's about all I can say. Anyway, my father said, let's go in a boat. We jumped into our boat and rowed into a marshy area where you had very tall grass. From there, we spent two nights, not very comfortably, in the rain. We could observe at night how people plundered our house. Among them, a group of what looked like civilian Russians, not armed, apparently people who had worked in German factories. And my father was very upset and said, the next group that comes in, I will go after them. We told him, don't do this, they could be armed. Anyway, true to his word, here came the same group a few hours later. My father storms ashore. He had no weapon except an oar from our rowboat. He took the oar and beat them. And we could hear them say in broken German, we back tomorrow. Tomorrow you die. We said this was not very smart. He agreed. True to their word, these Russians came back. The next morning, they had added a guy who was pretty fluent in German. He must have worked on a farm and probably spent several years working on a farm and being sort of integrated into a German farm family. Anyway, they also frisked us, and in one of my father's pockets, they found a very large round, which he used for hunting deer, stag, boar, and they held it up and said, where are your guns? You guerrilla? No, we're not guerrilla. Now explain to some people what hunter means when you're hunting. They questioned us, and every question was underscored by them shooting about a foot above our head, sort of a salvo, boom, boom, boom. I think to underscore that they meant business. I remember standing there thinking, Father is going to be gone. As young ones, they may not shoot, but Father is not going to come get out of this. Well, Father, who survived World War I as an officer, kept his calm. He answered questions politely. He smiled. He told them to hold off shooting over our head and said, look, why don't we talk for a moment? And the one was unfortunately spoke German. My father mentioned food, saying that they must be hungry. Back at the house, we had eggs and other food, and we had vodka, which to any Russian is a magic word. And he also said, look, why don't we go to the house and you can shoot us later? Why don't we eat something first? Always with a smile. So, yes, they agreed to it. I still think the word vodka was the magic word. So we walked back to the house, and we came out of the woods into a clearing. They saw our house, and which was a large manor house, very large. And they said, this your house? Yes. So they whistled, said, aha, you must be a rich guy. Anyway, they started searching our house. One guy was keeping us at bay, again with a drawn gun. The others searched and found my father's medals on a board from World War I. And we thought, oh dear, we don't need this. However, the reaction was a smile. They said, you must have been a good soldier. So things became fairly friendly. The Russian who spoke German shook hands with us, and then he said, get out of this big house. Here you die. They left, and we stood in the vestibule. It was a point in my life where you really don't know what to do, where to go and what to do. Hiding on the lake seemed to be out. We didn't know what to do. So here, through the open door, came a farmer, a neighbor, one of several farmers. He looked at us and said, Major, my father had been a major in World War I, you come with me. I heard what happened. You're coming with me right now. My stepmother said, wait, wait, wait. Let me get a little suitcase and pack a few things. And he said, no, you're leaving right now. We're walking out the front door. There are no Russians in the village right now. We're walking single file. You walk behind me. We're not going to run, but we're going to walk swiftly. You're coming to my house. His name was Parson, and I never forget his name. He saved our life. So we got to his house, and he said, all the women, everyone, into the hayloft. His daughters came down from the hayloft. They guided everybody up. Well, all the women were in the hayloft for the next 6 weeks. This was early May, and they could not risk going out on the street until roughly about the middle or third week in June. Then the raping had stopped. So, yes, there are several people who saved our life. A very wonderful Russian who understood who we were, a neighbor who came to our rescue. So these are things, even after, well, 70 years practically, still come to mind, something I never forgot.
Thank you, Dad. You can shoot us after dinner. I'm still at a loss for words when I hear that story, but thankfully, things worked out, and you're with us today and sharing these stories that we can't forget. So thank you, Pop.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.